Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Phillies Today, where your Fightins get back-to-back series wins. How about that? How about that, man? You got to take these baby steps. I know people wanted to sweep against Washington. So did I. But I'm okay with baby steps. I'm all right with it. I'm all right with it. As much as I want this Phillies team to have this mindset of winning the division and need to step on the gas pedal, I'm all right with back-to-back series wins. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with especially how you started off the year with back-to-back series losses. Back-to-back series wins, that's how you even it out there. And now we start out, but now we are at an even slate 6-6, 500 record. So you do your job against two teams that you should win series against, which is bad team in the Washington Nationals and not a great team in the St. Louis Cardinals. So Phillies do their job and take 2 of 3 from St. Louis. Easy show today, baby. We're going to recap the game here shortly. Yesterday afternoon's game just almost didn't look like they were going to get in, but they got it in. Give our takeaways from Phil's Cardinals yesterday, from Phil's Cardinals the entire series, and then we will preview their series against another NL Central team in the Pittsburgh Pirates and give you a little update on Orion Kerkering and Taiwan Walker. So yesterday, give you the key scoring plays from yesterday's game. Top of the first, right there in the top of the first, JT Realmuto. This shouldn't have been a run, but however you get runs, that's how you do it. JT Realmuto hits a fly ball to center fielder Victor Scott, who made a couple of bonehead plays in this game. Or not, I guess bonehead. I don't want to be mean, but it is. It is what it is. Victor Scott drops the ball. Kyle Schwarber would come around to score. 1-0 ball game just like that. And then Alec Bohm, that same inning, would single on a sharp ground ball to center fielder Victor Scott. JT Realmuto would score 2-0 Phils early. Jump to the bottom of the second. Aaron Nola, he's been doing this the last couple of years. Ivan Herrera homers to left field off Nola. And then exactly an inning later, Brendan Donovan would hit a dinger to right field to tie the game up at 2 apiece. Top of the sixth, Brandon Marsh with an RBI single to give the Phils a lead. Brandon Marsh has been on fire to start the year. Realmuto with another run scored, 3-2 Phils at that point. And then the same inning, Nick Castellanos also with an RBI single of his own going the opposite way. Alec Bohm scores to make it a 4-2 Phillies lead. And then a couple of innings later, in the bottom of the eighth, Nolan Arenado singles on a line drive to center field where Wilson Contreras would score to cut the lead 4-3 Phils. And then bottom of the ninth, that's pretty much where it would be as Jeff Hoffman gets Jordan Walker to ground into a double play. Hoffman gets the save. 4-3 Phils win the game. They win the series. Take 2 of 3 from St. Louis. And let's get right into it, man. takeaways from yesterday's game. And then I'll get right into my takeaways from the series as well. Some of these can be lumped in to the series takeaways, but these are my takeaways specifically from yesterday's game. How about JT Realmuto, number one here. JT Realmuto playing the day after he gets hit in the throat, after a ball came up and hit him in the throat while he was behind the plate, goes 2 for 5. My goodness, not only does JT play, JT has a good game. JT has a good game at the plate. So JT Realmuto doing what he does, showing his toughness, you know, all around athlete, all around just super tough athlete, playing the day after he gets hit in the throat. So JT goes 2 for 5 on this day. I mean, it's really something. I mean, we know Bryce Harper's toughness, and that obviously gets, you know, talked about ad nauseum. You know, we see it. I mean, sometimes it's not super safe because of, you know, I mean, literally, what, was this a week ago now, a week and a half ago, where Bryce falls over the railing? You know, as much as Bryce is a tough guy, he gets up from it. I mean, got to be a little smarter. And, you know, we admire Bryce. We admire his toughness. But I don't think JT Realmuto's toughness gets talked about enough. You know, the durability. You know, he's had as the Phillies catcher since he was here in 2019, and you know, amount of game he plays and games he plays and all that. So JT, just another example of how tough he is, and it, not just being tough and playing, but also going 2 for 5 at the plate, having a solid game. So you know, as a hitter. So that's my takeaway number one: Realmuto playing the day after he gets hit in the throat, going 2 for 5. Number two. Aaron Nola, which didn't look like it was going to be a good day for him early. And thank goodness, you know, the runs he gave up were both solo home runs, because, I mean, Aaron Nola, the problems that he has had last couple of years, and especially last year specifically, where he was, I think, like, I don't know if it was top 5 in the National League in home runs given up, but at least 100% top 10. It might be Major League Baseball. But, you know, the home run has been a problem for him. But at the end of the day, still had a good start. Comes in with another, you know, he had the bad first start against Atlanta, but follows it up with two good outings. He, I believe, went 5 2/3 in his last one before this, and had a shutout pretty much, you know, gave up no earned runs. And this time around, he goes 6. So he goes the most he's gone this year so far in a game. And he goes 6, 3 hits, 2 earned, 3 Ks, 93 pitches on the day. You know, did have the 2 home runs. But besides that, a quality start. Quality start out of Aaron. That's what we want. And one thing I want to point out is his velocity. I'm sure you guys have noticed his velocity has been down. And it's, I mean, they're Wheeler's kind of has to a certain extent to start the year. But Nola's velocity has been down, and I don't know if this is by design. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but whatever it is, I mean, whatever the, I mean, maybe he's catching on to something with these injuries, all these pitching injuries with all the velocity stuff going on. I don't know if it has anything to do with that, but Nola, the velocity is down, but he's doing a good job. I mean, the strikeout percentage way down. It's weird. I mean, it's a different pitcher right now, but it's working. I don't care. If it's different, it's working. Your job as a pitcher is to prevent runs. Doesn't matter how you do it. Greg Maddux didn't strike out a lot of guys. He gave up a lot of hits, actually. But he prevented runs. When he needed to get out of innings, he got out of innings. It didn't matter. That's what Greg Maddux did. So I'm not saying Aaron Nola is Greg Maddux, but you get what I'm saying. So the velocity thing with Nola is something to monitor. But, you know, as long as he's doing what he has to do, I don't care. Last takeaway from yesterday's game. My goodness, I mean, it's really a takeaway from the series as well. Brandon Marsh continuing to come up big so far this season. He had the RBI single in this game that gave the Phillies a lead in the 6th. He went the opposite way, being a professional hitter, going oppo down the third baseline. Marsh has just been great this year so far. He's been the best hitter on the team. 583 slugging percentage leads the team right now. His 12 hits are second on the team to Trey Turner, but I mean, Trey Turner also has like 10 or 15 more plate appearances. His OPS and OPS Plus both lead the team. at the moment. So Brandon Marsh has just been unreal to start the year. Maybe you have to move him up in the lineup. I don't know. But maybe Cassidy gets going and you don't have to worry about that. But Brandon Marsh has been the best hitter for this team, and he needs to be an everyday player. We talked about this early, you know, about a couple of weeks ago with the Atlanta series and him, what, sitting like back-to-back games? Continue to prove this the staff wrong in Topper and Caleb Kothman, whoever else. Like just and Kotham's the pitching coach, so I don't know why. Well, you know, prove everybody wrong. Prove everybody wrong, Marsh. It doesn't matter who it is. But you get what I'm saying. But Brandon Marsh, another takeaway, you know, he's been great so far. He's been great. Series takeaways. Again, I kind of already mentioned this in how I opened the show. You don't need to sweep these series. Again, you don't, like, I think there are people that have said, like, oh, it's just what the National Series. And, oh, I didn't see as much with the Cardinals, but, you know, you still hear it a little bit. And just a reminder, like, I know the Phils get off to a bit of a bad start there against Atlanta and Cincinnati. Nothing wrong with 2 of 3. Nothing wrong with that, especially early on in the year here. Just you're getting your feet under yourself. Not that these games don't matter, because I hate that. I hate those the saying of like, oh, well, it's well, the games matter more in August and September. Like, maybe like they seem like it, but they still count the same. But I'm cool with 2 of 3. Again, like, I think the goal going into every series, most of the time, depending on circumstances, but right now, is just take 2 of 3. And you're going to go into Pittsburgh, and you're going to want to take 3 or 4. Like, that's how I look at it. Take 3 or 4. It's a little, you know, it's a longer series, but take 3 or 4. So don't need to sweep these series right now. Just take baby steps. I'm cool with that. 3 or 4 of Pittsburgh would be great. I mean, more, yeah, it would be very good. It would be great. So keep going. Keep it going, Phils. Second takeaway from the series, a little more pitching here. There's a lot of actually pitching here. Zach Wheeler pitching well, but not getting run support thus far. I mean, he has a 189 ERA to start the year and 19 innings pitched.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries, so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, he's been great. He's been Zach Wheeler. He's been Zach Wheeler. You know, has a quality start on, you know, on Tuesday. Goes 7, 6 hits, 3 earned, 5 Ks. I mean, you won't love the 3 earned, but still, 7 innings, 3 earned, that's a good start. That's good enough to give your team chance to win, and the Phillies didn't give him anything. They gave him no runs at all. They gave him nothing. So, but this has been the story of Zach Wheeler so far this year. He's 0-2, as well as a no decision. The Phillies have not given him run support to start the year, and this is why the win-loss stat is absolute BS. I'm sorry, I really wanted to say the word, but can't say that. It'd be professional on here. So Zach Wheeler not getting necessarily the run support right now, and that is why he has an 0-2 record with an ERA under 2. We call that the DeGrom. That's what we call that. But you know what? DeGrom won a Cy Young going like 10-9. So, you know, maybe Wheeler goes like 7-13 this year. That's a bad way to jinx that, but and wins a Cy Young. But, hey, Felix did it with a losing record. Felix Hernandez and DeGrom did it with a 10-9 record. So there you go. Good Phillies pitching continues. My last takeaway from the series against St. Louis, more of the starting pitching was very good. Spencer Turnbull, my goodness. Taiwan Walker, take as much time as you need. Spencer Turnbull going two hits, six strikeouts in the opener against the St. Louis Cardinals. And, I mean, it's been everything. I mean, there's literally we're asking for all this. We're just asking for give the Phillies a chance to win. He's done more than that. He's been one of their best pitchers so far. Hasn't given up a run yet. Two starts has not given up a run. So, Taiwan Walker, please take as much time as you need, and we will give you an update on Taiwan in about 4 or 5 minutes. But my gosh, Turnbull, another great outing. Again, I've already mentioned Nolan and Wheeler here, but you know, both good outings. In the series against St. Louis. Bullpen, you know, besides the first game was good. First game wasn't great behind Spencer Turnbull. Still won the game, but they weren't great. Hoffman, a couple of earned runs in an inning, and Sir Anthony wasn't great as well. But, you know, Hoffman ends up redeeming himself, but, I mean, pretty much everything after that. Ricardo Pinto, goes an inning, one hit, a walk, and a strikeout, no earned. And then yesterday, you did have Gregory Soto give up the one earned run, but Hoffman comes in, redeems himself, shuts the door. So, you know, the bullpen was solid. It was solid, I'd say. So, but the pitching overall continues to be good, especially the starting pitching. The starting pitching has dominated. They're like fourth, I believe, right now in the National League in runs scored. I mean, it's earned runs. So there you go. So those are my takeaways for Phil's Cardinals, the series takeaways there. Previewing next series, which starts tonight, 6:40 p.m. You're going to get the Pittsburgh Pirates, who right now they somehow are like a World Series team in September. I mean, they had the start last year where they were literally like the best team in baseball last April, and they cooled off. But let's hope they cool off just a little sooner. They're 9-3 right now, and they are first in the NL Central right in front of the Brew Crew and the Chicago Cubs. And so we'll just get into it right here. Pitching matchups, according to Fangraphs. You're going to get the young stud for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jared Jones, tonight going against Ranger Suarez. Tomorrow at 6:40, Bailey Falter versus Christopher Sanchez. That is the matchup for the second game. Third game, Saturday at 4:05 p.m., Marco Gonzalez versus Spencer Turnbull. Turnbull looks to continue to keep it going. In the fourth game here, probably more the popcorn matchup, the two aces for each team. You got Mitch Keller on the bump for the Pirates, and then you got Zach Wheeler on Sunday for the 1:35 start. Wheeler versus Keller in that fourth game. So, players to watch. Pittsburgh Pirates. Ke'Bryan Hayes. Son of Charlie Hayes, by the way, former Phil. Ke'Bryan Hayes is an incredible defender. Incredible defender, and he's having a good start to the young season, hitting-wise. So Ke'Bryan Hayes is somebody to watch. He's been nasty as a defender to start his career. You can always count on his defense. If you're a Pirates fan, and he's fun to watch right up there with like Arenado and Chapman and whatnot. So Ke'Bryan Hayes is definitely somebody to watch for the Pirates, and he's been, you know, good at the plate to start the season. So Ke'Bryan Hayes is my player to watch for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Phils, I'm saying Bryce Harper. Now, you could probably go with more of like a Castellanos, maybe even like Johan Rojas as well, just because you want to see them, you know, get it going to a certain extent. I mean, more of Castellanos. Castellanos is definitely somebody to watch, but I'm going to say Bryce Harper just because, you know, he had a couple of a rough series against Atlanta and Cincinnati. No, Cincinnati, definitely not, because that's when he did his 3-home run game. But Atlanta, more of, you know, the Washington series, he hit well too. Cincinnati and Washington series goes back to back good series, but he was not good in the series against the Nats. Excuse me, against the Cardinals. He didn't have a hit. Walked a couple times, but did not have a hit. So I'm looking for Bryce to, you know, to have a bounce back series and to, you know, kind of carry the offense a little bit, because that's what Bryce Harper is supposed to do at certain times. Man, he's supposed to carry that offense. So let's you know, get the offense back going. Not that they were bad against St. Louis. They weren't. I mean, they did have to get shut out in the second game, but Bryce Harper is my player to watch for the Phils in this series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Injuries and moves. A little update for you here on Orion Kerkering and Taijuan Walker. So Orion, let's go to Orion Kerkering first. According to Phillies.com, expect a return as early as April 13th. Kerkering he plans to continue his rehab assignment today with single A Clearwater. If that goes well, he could rejoin the Phils as early as Saturday against the Pirates at CBP. But isn't this, let me double check. Oh yeah, right. I'm sorry. I don't know why I thought there. Okay, so Kerkering could rejoin the Phils at the bank this Saturday. So exciting stuff there for Phils fans. Kerkering, you know, nasty stuff and young stud that excited to see get back. Taijuan Walker. Update on Taijuan. Expect to return early May. Again, take as much time as you need, man. Spencer Turnbull has been lighting it up. Walker will begin a rehab assignment same day, which is today, with single A Clearwater as well with Orion. He threw 46 pitches over 3 simulated innings in a live batting practice session on April 6th at Nats Park. And so basically, Rob Thomson said they want to see Walker reach 100-plus pitches during his rehab assignment before he rejoins the Phils rotation. So that's like the goal. So it says that he will jump, his pitch count will jump at 15 pitch increments after that. Meaning if Walker starts for 5 days, it would put him on course to rejoin the rotation after 4 rehab starts in early May. So that's according to Phillies.com. Thank you for the updates there on Orion Kerkering and Taijuan Walker. Around the National League East to round out the show here, today. So we got the Marlins actually getting a win. 5-2 over the New York Yankees. Look at that. So the Marlins getting a dub over the Yankees, the red-hot Yankees, to start the year. Marcus Stroman not having a great outing for the Yanks. Ryan Weathers doing a good job, going 5 innings, no earned. Jake Berger with a homer, and that helps out my fantasy team. So shout out to Jake Berger in sort of a way. Not really, but yes and no. You get it. Nats fall to the Giants 7-1, and my goodness, Jordan Hicks is just a really good starter. It's weird. Patrick Corbin doing what Patrick Corbin does, 5 2/3, 7 earned, 11 hits for the Nationals. So Patrick Corbin not giving the Nats a chance to win. And then that was pretty much it, because the Mets and the Braves was postponed due to inclement weather. Inclement? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Corey Clement? Whatever. That means it's time to end the show. So that's around the National League East, and just an update on standings. 7-3, Braves sit right now. 6-6, Phils second in the NL East. Third in the division, Washington Nationals, 5-7. Mets, 4-7. And those mighty Miami Marlins, 2-11. With that 154 win percentage to start the year. So that is around the National League East. So stay tuned as the Phils get it going. 6:40 tonight against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Again, Jared Jones versus Ranger Suarez. Look for this offense to get it going. Because at some point, the starting pitching isn't going to be. I mean, maybe they are a top five rotation in baseball. I mean, a lot of people have talked about that. So, and I have too. I love this rotation. I love their pitching. But offense has to get it going at some point because the pitching will hit a lull. And we need the hitting to pick it up. We need those, like, you know, 5 to 10 run games and whatnot. So that's going to do it for today. I will talk to you guys on Monday. Stay tuned for Justin Morgenstein, Ben Kenny. They also do a great job on this channel. Do it for me. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.